Bored as kings become when peace pervades the land. So he summoned to his chambers his legislative band of ministers and princes, a duke, a fool or two, who saw the king and knew at once just what they had to do. A voice spoke up.
A contest, sire, will turn your mood around.
The king agreed.
You're right. It has a most delicious sound, a tournament of champions, a coveted award. Go out and find contestants, then perhaps I won't be bored.
The king refused to tell them what the tournament would be. They said,
It's hard to sell, you know.
The king just smiled.
We'll see.
So off they went to find some subjects willing to compete in a contest where the rules weren't known. Now that was quite a feat. The kingdom had just 3 small towns. It wasn't all that grand, and so they took no time at all to spread the king's command. As luck would have it, each small town had one who'd volunteered to travel to the palace for the contest of the year. The first town sent their intellect, an academic bore. The second sent their man of steel, whom everyone called Thor. The third's was thin as nails, as small as snails, but said,
Take me. I've neither brain nor brawn, but I'm as clever as can be.
And so they went before the throne on the appointed day. They bowed, and then the king spoke up.
I'll tell you how to play. I have a plate of peppers here, as hot as they can be. I challenge you to eat just one, and not cry out, Aye! I know it's one strange tournament, and I suspect you're floored. Well, I can only tell you that's what kings think up when bored.
The 3 contestants looked at one another with a grin, but nobody was really sure if they could eat and win. The intellect went first. He bit. And philosophically he chewed on the experience, but screamed aloud, Aye! Well, Bron could fare no better when he stepped up to the plate. It only took a single bite to seal the poor man's fate. Now, when it came to Clever's turn, he thought of what to do. He chose his pepper carefully, and then began to chew, and as he chewed, he sang a song.
Oh my, oh me, oh my, I think that it's ridiculous, but I'll give it a little try, and when I finish chewing this, I'd like a piece of pie.
He chewed some more and sang again.
Oh my, oh me, oh my, I came to win this contest, and my name is Barzillai.
King called out, Huzzah! The castle rang with shouts of joy for the chili pepper champion. Yes, it was that scrawny boy. They had him crowned and marked the date as Chili Pepper Day. As for the king, it cured his boredom in a strange new way, and thus it proved that wit is stronger than both brain and brawn, that cleverness can win with grace and do it with a song. The king was even outwitted, as you perhaps can see. He never noticed that each line had ended with,
Aye!